So, you know, they're talking about the budget in Lansing.
What?
Some of these
they are
potential cuts that could be on the
table. Talking about it.
Well, and it, the difference between where the Republicans are at and where the Senate's at, or where the Democrats are at, is like $6 billion.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
It's a big difference.
And one of the things that they're obviously talking about are the road plans and transit funding and all of these things. And, you know, in a lot of communities, the public bus system, transit systems are very important. It's a major way for people to get around with that reliable transportation. But is that in danger? Is some of that funding, could that possibly be going away? Well, let's talk with John Dolmes, the executive director of the Michigan Transit Association. John, it's good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about the funding that you are operating on now. Is it enough? And what happens if some of that goes away?
Yeah, thanks. You know, our local transit agencies all across Michigan, from urban Metro Detroit to rural northern Lower Peninsula Michigan, are funded with federal, state, and local dollars. And in many cases, there's local millages that voters have approved to help support that. But in the case of the state funding, that's what's really a concern, because it has not kept up with the costs. And just like our roads that we see crumbling and bridges in need of replacement, our public transit system is about to crumble a little bit too because of that state funding.
So there are going to be transit leaders in Lansing today talking with folks in the legislature and saying what? That we do need these funds?
Absolutely. We are here to say that we need a solution. We need a funding increase for transit. And thankfully, the road funding discussion is a great way to do that, because traditionally Michigan has funded things like local transit, as well as freight rail, passenger rail, bike paths, and other things from the same sources that fund our roads and bridges. And so we're hopeful that leaders can come together on a package that will provide a long-term funding boost, not only to make our roads safer, but also to provide buses so that everyone can get where they need to go.
What's the proposed cuts right now? What would those mean to you? How would the service be interrupted or altered some way?
Yeah, so what that looks like in transit is really just the availability to get that ride where you need to go. And it may mean that limited hours or frequency of service. So instead of the bus coming every half an hour, or ideally more frequent, that bus might come only once an hour, which is really of limited use for people. And in rural counties, that might mean the bus stops running at 5 p.m. on a Friday without even any service on Saturday or Sunday, which is already the case in many parts of Michigan. But that's the first thing to get cut is the expense of operating vehicles on the nights and weekends. We know people want to get where they need to go, whether it's to work or to the airport or to a medical appointment and after school activities. All those things are at risk.
What is the data for the usage of public transit in the counties here in Michigan?
Yeah, so statewide, Michigan had about 50 million rides last year. So that's about 125,000 rides every day. And in many rural communities, those are longer distance trips. They're going to be riding on a shuttle 30 minutes to go to a doctor's appointment in the center of the county. In Metro Detroit, those are fixed route services like SMART and DDOT, the People Mover and the Q Line. So those rides are going to be shorter. They can stop at a fixed place at a bus stop and get on and off. And it really is tens of thousands of Michiganders that are riding every day. And those are the ones that most likely don't own a car. You've got someone in your family that may not be able to drive or able to afford that extra vehicle and still be able to get to work.
I imagine you probably have to get a bit creative when it comes to maintaining the service too.
Absolutely. There are some creative solutions out there. We've seen transit systems are partnering with hospitals and colleges and universities to get those populations, whether it be to healthcare or to education. The People Mover, for example, has a corporate sponsor, and actually riders can ride for free. But we know that transit costs a lot of money, and just like everything else in our lives has gone up, the cost of fuel, tires, drivers to get them safely where they need to go, that has gone up every year. And so we need the state funding to keep up the same way.
What is the timeline here? I know you're going to talk to lawmakers today. I guess it's all tied to when they come up with the final budget.
We're waiting like everyone else, and we're here in Lansing to talk to legislators about a funding solution by October 1st. But if that doesn't happen, we're going to experience a pretty significant cut for next year's operating budgets for transits. Many will have to make cuts pretty soon. Some already have. and others are using savings that they've put away, some from COVID relief dollars or surpluses, but it's going to be a year or two before pretty much across the state we're going to see that service really cut back. And that's going to make it hard for many people to get to work, for employers to get their customers and employees there.
John, we've talked a little bit about the uncertainty that the schools face because their budget is unknown. Is that the same for you guys, the unknown of how much you'll be allocated, how much money you'll be able to spend? Does that impact your service?
To some extent, yes. Right now, transit agencies are actually preparing for a worst-case scenario. So they are planning their budgets with the base amount of funding, which is about a 10% cut already from last year. Meanwhile, those expenses have gone up. So we're hopeful for a solution that will get us up back to at least where we are in the current year. Like I said, it's not sustainable to maintain it at this level. And the state funding really should be about double of what it is. If you go back only about 15 to 20 years, the state funded almost half of what local transit's required to operate. And today that number is closer to about 25 or 30%.
Mm. John Dalmez, the executive director of the Michigan Transit Association. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Keep us up to date on how those conversations go.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. But the road funding continues to be a major part of these conversations. And then the transit part. You know, I mean, we are in a locale geographically where a lot of people drive, but not everybody has that ability.
Right.
And so the transit systems being able to get people where they need to go, to their doctor's appointments, to wherever, work, really important that those services continue to operate.
100%. Yeah. And so we'll see what happens with the budget. A couple seconds here at the end of this segment. Did you see who Sharon Moore named as the acting head coach for the next game?
I did. Biff Poggi.
Great name.
Yeah. His son Henry played at Michigan a number of years ago, probably 10 years ago now. He was a high school coach, I believe, in like the greater Baltimore area. And he became very close with Jim Harbaugh, coached under Jim Harbaugh on that first staff. And now he's coming in to sit in for Sharon Moore. Very interesting choice.
Yeah, just announced yesterday that he will be the acting head coach as Moore was suspended 3 games when it's all related to that Connor Stallion stuff. 1 game in 2026, 2 games here this season.
He did coach the 49ers, though. He was the head coach of the 49ers for a couple of years in Charlotte, the Charlotte 49ers in college football.
I see what you did.
See what I did there?
I see what you did.
not in San Francisco.
Opposite. I want to, when we get into this 8 o'clock hour here, I want to talk about a former Wolverine and his performance last night, too.
Love it. Let's do it. Coming up next here on JR Mornings, 8 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere.